Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 140. And today I want to talk about how I was able to notice and really fully process the changes that were happening in my life. I'm not quite sure how I would phrase that. Maybe when we slow down and we give ourselves grace and patience, it's really helped me to see the changes happening in my life. And it's also opened up, maybe it's a different frame of mind or a different perspective, but when I'm patient and when I give myself grace and when I don't, you know, get too hard on myself because there's a lot of things that we can't control, it has provided me with being more open for experiences in my life. And you know, whether that's relationships, friendships, career changes, anything like that. I think that, especially from my own personal experience, I can only say from that perspective, but there's been so many times where I've been so focused on what's happening and the changes and how that makes me feel. And obviously when we're going through things, especially things that we have to process and heal from, it can be really hard to stay patient and try to look through at a different lens. But there's so many times in life when the good things that have happened to me, and I've told my friends this, you know, recently, it's like when I really slowed down and I was able to, you know, take a second and give myself some grace and some patience, I was really able to be more open to things, and things would come into my life. And there have been so many times where that's been the case, where I've been with my heart and my mind have both been open to new experiences and not shut off and not closed-minded, and great things have happened. So I just wanted to bring a gentle reminder to all of us, especially myself right now, that staying patient and healing and loving myself and loving ourselves and really practicing true self-care to the point where we give ourselves grace and we're not hard on ourselves. Because I always tell people, you know, and especially when I'm teaching the students, elementary students, I tell them, like, the world is already going to be hard enough sometimes, and these feelings and these emotions are going to feel overwhelming sometimes, you know. We have our own way that we talk to ourselves and how we treat ourselves. And that's one thing that we can really control. You know, sometimes we can't control what people say to us or how sometimes people make choices that really hurt us. And sometimes we really can't control that. That's out of our control. But, you know, and we really can't even sometimes control what emotions are going to come up in our lives, how we're going to feel, what things are going to happen to us. But we can decide if we want to give ourselves grace. And I don't mean like we're always going to be able to find moments where we can give ourselves grace and be patient with ourselves, because I'm not, in my personal experience, that's just not possible. You know, there's moments where it's some days I can't see anything that's good and I get hard on myself and I don't give myself the same patience that I would give my friend or someone that I love and care about, you know. And these moments when you do give yourself grace and you are patient with yourself and you do realize that you're a human being that is just trying their best, and you're going to learn and you might fail, you know, you might make a decision that you wish you could have made differently. But that's all part of this journey. And I think that being open-minded and being open for new people to come into your life and new experiences to come into your life, it can be very scary and it can be very overwhelming.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Especially when, for me, you know, I'm going through a lot of healing right now and a lot of processing and going to counseling for the first time, really, and trying to figure out what self-care and self-love looks like for me, and all the while trying to be open-minded and all the best things in my life that I can look back on, all the best experiences, all the best people that have come into my life. And every time my heart has been very warm and happy has been the times where usually, you know, I let my guard down. I was vulnerable and I just loved with my entire heart and I was open to new experiences. And I just wanted to take this episode to remind us that if you are currently, you know, finding a struggle in giving yourself grace. And what I mean by grace is, you know, not being so self-critical and so hard on ourselves. You know, if you wake up, you know, you've had good progress for a couple weeks and even maybe even a month. And if you, whatever has been on your mind and weighing you down, if you've been doing really good with it, and then one day you wake up and it's just an absolute struggle, giving yourself grace would look like, you know, realizing that you're a human being and progress isn't always linear. It doesn't always go in a straight line or step by step. Sometimes it feels like we take a step back. You know, having grace with ourselves in that situation is trying to realize that and trying to give ourselves some time and some patience and some self-love and realizing, you know, I don't have to have this figured out every day. Some days are just going to be the days that are really hard, and that's okay. May not make it feel better in that day, but like my mom told me, you know, tomorrow's a new day, and it might feel cliche. It might feel like you've heard it a bunch, but I think there's a reason that we hear that a lot. And each day, give yourself a chance to be open-minded for at least a little bit of time. You know, if you can't find it in you to be open-minded or to open your heart or mind for a full day, just try little increments, you know. Try to find little moments throughout your day, little pockets of time where you can really, really give things a chance, give people a chance, or, you know, new experiences, new people, and continue to process and heal, you know, whatever that looks like for you. So this is one of those episodes where I'm trying to tell myself through this, you know, remind myself, remind you if you need it, bring it to the table if you've never heard it like this, anything like that. So patience and grace for ourselves is very, very important. And it, to me, it unlocks, you know, the best experiences and the best moments in our life. I want you to think about how many of those were moments where you were open-minded or you let your guard down in a good way. You were vulnerable in a good way. You were just loving and living and being you fully with an open heart. So continue to love yourself. Continue to practice self-care because you truly deserve it. We all deserve it. And I just want you to remember to be kind, be positive, be yourself. Remember that we are at 91 reviews on Apple Podcasts. Would absolutely love to hit triple digits and get that thing to 100. If you have an iPhone, it's the Purple Podcast app on your phone. You might not even know it's on your phone, but every time you get an iPhone, it's free. It's downloaded automatically. So that's a beautiful thing right there, my people. You can go on, search Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself on the app, in the podcast app. And you can just give it a honest review, whatever that looks like for you. So I greatly appreciate it. I'll leave a link in the podcast description. And you can also leave one on Spotify if you have Spotify. Keep taking care of yourselves, my people. Go out there and give someone your full heart if you're able. Be kind, be positive, be yourself. Remember that trans lives are human lives. And they're... trans rights are human rights, and they deserve love and respect, and that Black Lives Matter. I will catch you, my friend, on the next one.